نيترام اس بي اس بشان اطرايا ما تخن التنايه بالزوده على sbs.com.au/assyrian برميتا وهمزمتا بلشانا انجليسايا بتهيريقا توخن اتمنتيتون بخيو توخن جداها اطرا وجو كل خلقتا بتلي بيوتون بتخيوتا جو استراليا وخشخاتي ينخبرانت بيشانا مبلخي بتمزديتون نلدي توخن بلشانا انجليسايا ويطيتون بوت استراليا هرده دانا بتخمليتون المشماتة اها خرزة نقورن على السورة التخ ات اها تشرارة ات قاريتون الممرة ات لابيتون بالزودة
Learning English helps me manage things better, like actually remembering to feed my cat.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
When you open your diary or calendar, what do you see? Is it filled with meetings, events and things to do? Or is it blank, just waiting for you to add something? My name is Josipa, and at the start of this week, I told myself it was time to get organized. Everything was being so messy around me. So in this episode, we'll practice everyday English phrases that you can use when you are trying to plan ahead, stay on top of things, or get your act together. But what do these phrases actually mean? You'll have to listen to the episode to find out. First, let's hear how Alan and Claire are talking about getting organized.
I really need to get my act together. This week's been a mess.
Oh, I know. I'm planning ahead now so things don't get out of hand next week.
I've started setting reminders so I don't forget stuff. Hopefully it'll help me manage my time better.
Same here, especially with deadlines. I put it in my calendar, break big tasks into smaller steps, and tick them off as I go.
Wow, sounds like Alan and Claire are definitely juggling a lot. When someone says they're juggling a lot, it means they have a lot of different things to manage at the same time, and they're trying to keep everything under control without dropping anything. For example, Alan could say,
I've been juggling a lot at work and at home.
This means he's been managing a lot of different responsibilities at the same time, both at work and at home. Now, let's hear what Alan said at the start of our dialogue.
I really need to get my act together. This week's been a mess.
I really need to get my act together. This is a common informal phrase you can use with your friends and family. We use this phrase when we realize we need to get organized, focus, and take control of things. You could also say,
I need to sort myself out.
Or,
I need to pull myself together.
And that would mean the same thing as saying, I really need to get my act together. We usually use these phrases when life, work, or daily tasks feel messy or out of control. Just like my life right now. Anyway, then Claire said,
I'm planning ahead now so things don't get out of hand.
Claire is planning ahead, which means she's organizing her responsibilities in advance to make sure things don't get out of hand. I get easily stressed when things become too difficult or messy. In other words, when things get out of hand. Are you someone who likes planning ahead? I am, because if I don't plan ahead, I fall behind. You can say that you're falling behind when you are not keeping up with your tasks, work, or responsibilities. For example, if Claire hasn't finished her work on time, she could say,
I'm falling behind on my reports. I need to sort myself out.
Then Alan replied,
I've started setting reminders so I don't forget stuff. Hopefully it'll help me manage my time better.
When you set reminders, you're making little alerts or notes on your phone, computer, or calendar to help you remember things you need to do. Alan started setting reminders because...
I need to manage my time better.
You can manage lots of things. You might manage people or manage your money. But I think that managing your own time can be the hardest thing to do. You could also say,
I need to keep on top of my tasks.
Or,
I need to stay on top of things.
When you stay or keep on top of things, you keep control of your tasks, work, or responsibilities so nothing gets forgotten or out of control. It's about managing your time and tasks regularly and staying organized. At the end of the dialogue, Claire also said that she needs to manage her time better.
Especially with deadlines. I put it in my calendar, break big tasks into smaller steps, and tick them off as I go.
Claire needs to get on top of her deadlines. A deadline is a date or time by which you must finish a task or project. If you don't finish, you're dead, of course. Well, maybe not really, of course not really. Personally, I don't like missing a deadline. It stresses me out and then I start falling behind with my work. Maybe I can keep on top of my tasks using some of the things that Claire is planning to do.
I put it in my calendar, break big tasks into smaller steps, and tick them off as I go.
What do you think of Claire's system for staying organized? I like that it's simple. First, she writes down her tasks in her calendar. Then,
I break big tasks into smaller steps.
This means that she splits a big task into smaller, more achievable steps. Here, steps just means small tasks. Claire also said,
I tick my tasks off as I go.
This means she crosses tasks off her to-do list once she has done them. I like ticking my tasks off as I go too. It helps me see my progress, and that keeps me motivated. Okay, so we have heard the dialogue, tick, learn some new phrases, tick. What's next? Oh yeah, let's hear Alan and Claire once again.
Hi, I'm Adam Liao and I'm excited to share with you my new cookbook, 7 Days of Dinner. Featuring more than 80 recipes from my SBS series, The Cook Up, this collection has the answers for your dinner every night of the week. From meat-free Mondays and taco Tuesdays, to Thursday night pastas and Sunday roasts. Full of simple, affordable and achievable recipes, this book is the perfect companion for every Australian kitchen. 7 Days of Dinner from Hardy Grant Books. On sale now.
I really need to get my act together. This week's been a mess.
Oh, I know. I'm planning ahead now so things don't get out of hand next week.
I've started setting reminders so I don't forget stuff. Hopefully it'll help me manage my time better.
Same here, especially with deadlines. I put it in my calendar, break big tasks into smaller steps, and tick them off as I go.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. When someone says they are juggling a lot, they are...
A person who's juggling a lot has many tasks, responsibilities, or things to manage at the same time.
What does it mean to stay on top of things?
To stay on top of things means to keep control of everything that you have to do so that nothing gets forgotten or out of control.
Let's now practice our speaking skills by repeating after Alan and Claire.
I really need to get my act together.
I'm planning ahead so things don't get out of hand.
I need to keep on top of my tasks.
manage my time better.
If you want to practice speaking more, check out our bonus episode and pop over to our website. All the phrases are there in our learning notes. We also post little learning snippets on social media, so you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thanks for learning English with me today. Now, let's go and get organized. Or at least we can talk about getting organized.
مخوب تنشميتون بزودة؟ مش ميونا على أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتفاي، ينب أرخد كل بودكاست اتلوخون.